On this week's Breaking News, we talk about, of course, Black Friday and all the deals you're going to get, why they didn't add motors to the Orient Express, and how you can support the Ukrainian effort through LEGO. That and much more on this week's Breaking News. So the LEGO Group has been coming out with quite a few colors over the years for all the LEGO bricks and different pieces that we've seen in all the sets. And some of you might be wondering, what are some of those colors and do my LEGO sets have them? And maybe there's a better way to consolidate all that so I can see it. And there actually is. There's a great periodic table, which is in its third iteration over at We Love What You Build. It's a great website that outlines not only for LEGO but a bunch of other different aspects in the LEGO community, and it has the periodic table. You can go over to WLWYB.com. You can use the code BACK2BRICK with the number 2 and get 10% off your order. So head over there to get your periodic table and find all the LEGO colors as they continue to update. Of course, the periodic table is only going to get bigger and bigger.
LEGO.
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 Breaking news.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Back to Brick. I'm your host Garrett, and this is the podcast where we talk with fellow AFLs about their LEGO designs, and we get down to the breaking news to talk about all things LEGO has been up to for the past week. Thank you for tuning into the podcast or the YouTube, because this is the third week that I've been doing the YouTube video of the podcast, which is a lot of work, but I think it's definitely worth it. I've seen a wonderful uptick in people commenting and saying that this is a great way to do it. I think a podcast is also the best way. I mean, that's how I've been doing it for almost 3 years now. And I just have a wonderful time now presenting it in a video form because LEGO likes to be ingested in video. Podcast just seemed like a really good option. If you want to support this podcast or the YouTube, please subscribe to both. You can do that on, well, of course, YouTube or any of your podcast listening apps. Any reviews also could be helpful, and comments, it helps in the YouTube and the algorithm on the podcast network. But if you really want to support the podcast network the most, you can go over to our Patreon and become a LEGO stud or a patron. When you become a patron over on our Patreon page, you'll get the podcast early. You'll get some of the LEGO sets I've designed for free. Of course, discussions and a bunch of other fun things and building that community style. I like to always call out our supporters over there on Bellefonte Brick Studio, Ryan Moore, Franco Portelli, Jimmy Tucker, Ryan S., and David. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and continuing in supporting the Back to Brick brand. There's going to be an announcement on December 1st, so look out for that. I'll post a quick special link to our quick podcast episode on that, probably a couple minutes. And there'll also be an announcement on YouTube and Instagram, which I think will be a fun way to celebrate the Christmas season for you, as well as a group of other people that you might be interested in sharing them with. For the admin side, I'm still looking for a full-time position. I might be working with a LEGO company that I've talked about before. We'll see, or who knows? The future holds a lot of potential. For myself, in this community, definitely trying to expand as I'm seeking to be more in front of the camera. I've done the random LEGO sets of the day, which I'd love to hear your feedback. Do you enjoy that? I've heard some mixed reviews. It's definitely something I felt would be fun encouragement to do and definitely get practice understanding how to edit videos more, because that is my biggest hindrance on this. But overall, I think it's just a wonderful way to continue to show that the Back to Brick brand is me, and I wanna present that. And we will be doing a set review as we always do this week. This week is going to be set 10289 Bird of Paradise LEGO set. So make sure to stay tuned for that after the breaking news. All right, let's get into it. The LEGO Group has officially revealed their next event, which is the Fortnite event. Coming December 7th, we're finally going to get to see what LEGO has been up to with the Fortnite team. Likely to get some new skins for the game, as well as maybe a couple little sets. They've been teasing a like poly bag, which is the llama. I guess it's like a pinata. I'm not really sure. It's kind of the mascot, I think, for Fortnite itself. But we're likely to see some other little additions to it, and maybe we'll see some official sets. All in all, they're finally going to be revealing this, which has been a long time coming, and I know a lot of fans are very excited to see this. Now, we're coming up on Black Friday weekend. This is going to be from the 24th through the 27th. It's going to continue on some of the gift with purchase we've already had from this past Insiders weekend, and of course, add a few more on. The first we're going to see as the main proponent of going to Black Friday is the Avengers Tower, which the Avengers Tower is the newest of the modular series that we've seen, where we have Doctor Strange, Sanctum Sanctorum, and the Daily Bugle. It does come with the gift of purchase of Black Panther and a yellow taxi cab. Nothing very special that you need to have, but it's a gift with purchase, so that's nice. We do continue the other gifts with purchase that we had this past weekend, where we have Majesto's magical workshop, and we also have the holiday market, which actually I have built, and I have free instructions that are going to go up on my Rubrickable page, so that's in the description, so you can go and find those. If you weren't able to get or spend $170 or more to get that as a gift with purchase, we do have a couple other small ones. They're coming out with a police bicycle training, which is just a minifigure with a little bike over some log areas. And then Friends is a skate ramp area. And both of those are small poly bag style. The Insiders Rewards are still going to continue. Right now, they're still continuing the 1,000 points, 1 million points reward. You can do an entry one day a week, every day this week. So it's been from the 18th, but it'll continue through the 27th. The Holiday Tin Ornament, if you spend 1,800 VIP points, you'll get that. The Vintage Lego Space Blueprints, 50 points. Then Reward Center will also have some sets that are 50% off that you won't have to even pay for them. You just get the discount and then you go and buy the sets. So I believe like the Lunar Lander is $20 off and that's free for that. And then the next one actually is the latest will be the Buildable Gray Castle Set. You're going to redeem this for 2,400 VIP points. And it's a small set with the trophy scale minifigures and the micro figures in the castle costume. So I honestly expect this to sell out. So if you really do want a little bit of the castle nostalgia and adding to the classic sets, this is something I would recommend you wait up on till, well, either midnight or early in the morning on the 24th. Lego saying this is going to be their biggest Black Friday ever. Not only just the things that we just talked about with the gifts with purchase and the Insiders Reward Center, but they're going to do a lot of sets on discount. There's rumored to be over 200 of them, and we have some indications of some of them that we're going to get upwards of 40% off. Now, I think the Hulkbuster will be about 30% off. We've got a couple of the idea sets that are going to be on discount. Now, this is all dependent on if they're still in stock, so you can go to your store and try to find them, but it totally depends, and I think they're going to really push for a lot of sales this weekend. I expect that the stores are going to be sold out on a lot of things, so if you'd like a specific set, make sure to jump online tonight and try to find them either online before you go to the store or just wait and go to the store in the morning. And I expect the lines will still be pretty long. Now, as I will continue to reiterate, Lego isn't the only place you can find discounts. You can go over to Walmart, where you can buy some great sets there, as they've always done some pretty good discounts during the year, but now it's probably going to be a lot higher. Best Buy has some, Target has some as well. I'm going to put some of the affiliate links in the description so you can go check those out. They'll also be over on my blog page, backtobrick.com, so you can get those as well as help support the Back to Brick brand. And they're going to be pretty steep discounts. Amazon has already started with their Black Friday discounts. I've seen some sets around 20% off, and I expect we're going to see some ones that are higher. And it's going to be just a giant shopping time. So enjoy the family time you have, and please don't take away from that to go do the shopping. But it's pretty quick and easy to jump online, find the set that you want for you or your loved ones, and purchase those at a nice reduced rate. Now, if you're going to spend some time with family outside of the home, maybe you'll head over to a Lego Discovery Center. And across the United States, they've decided to build on to the excitement of the Thanksgiving season with the Macy's Day Parade, where in their tiny little Legoland, the mini lands, since they're even minier than a Legoland, you know what I'm saying. They actually have built a lot of the parades. So they've got bands, they've got floats, which I think is a little bit tough to do, but I think some of them have attempted it. And they're going to be different all over the country because, of course, there's different master builders for each of the Discovery Centers. You can enjoy seeing some of the little hints that they've done at the micro figure scale. It's just a fun way to continue in the holidays. And at the end of the parade, as always, you'll see Santa Claus coming into town for the holiday season. If you do watch the Macy's Day Parade, you can probably watch a couple of them online on YouTube, as somebody will probably have gone to the Discovery Center and recorded it for you to enjoy. Well, as it's the holiday season, a lot of people are deciding not to just purchase their Lego sets, but to steal them. Seems that across the country, a lot of thefts have continued to happen. And there was one report just recently in Wisconsin where people are taking thousands of dollars worth of Lego out of the stores and selling them on a secondhand market. And I've seen this before where I'm like, oh, there's an AT-AT for $500 instead of $850. Yeah, someone stole that. And it's shitty to have that happen. It is hard, you know, for some people to pay for these sets. I know I am still challenged with buying these sets, why I tried to get into the ambassador program to kind of help a little bit with that part. But that's a little deviation. But don't steal the sets. For all those out there that have either done it or considered it, you're taking away from kids that want to have those sets, or parents that want to give those sets to their kids or themselves, to be honest. And it's just going to create a bad image for you, because Lego is just part of the ethos of the holiday season and just trying to enjoy it. One thing I do want to call out, because of the holiday season, it means advent calendars out there. Now, they're pretty expensive, about $40 to $50, depending on what theme you're getting. And why not get it at a discount for the Black Friday and get in just in time for December 1st so you can start the building process? I would head over to Walmart, because they usually have the best discount, upwards of 50% off. And actually, I saw somebody report that they got it for $9 for all of, like, I think 8 of them each with $9, which is crazy. And for anyone watching, you'll see this is my cat Aria. She likes to be a part of these videos, so you'll see her quite a lot. So head over to that, and also Black Friday at Amazon, they're doing the same thing. I'll put the links in the description so you can get any of those, because they've got Friends, Marvel, Harry Potter, Star Wars, City. I mean, it's just expanding, and hopefully we'll see some other ones and maybe some improvements on the ones we have. Star Wars is always my favorite. They've always done just an amazing job with those micro builds. United 24 is a program designed to help in building with Lego to support the Ukrainian war effort. Now, it's not directly to provide for that, but it's to provide for relief for families and people in Ukraine supporting this process. And there are people all over the world that are helping in this. Mark Hamill is a big proponent of this, and this one is specifically to Lego. It's called Lego with Ukraine, and they're raffling off three different Lego models designed by Lego designers. I'm going to read them off here. The first one is Mother Ukraine statue by Miksim Mityakin, and I'll put their Instagrams in the description from Ukraine. The Swallow's Nest Castle by Artin Somkov, and he's from Poland. And then the Mariupol Old Water Tower by Yevgen Tonyov, which is from the United States. There's going to be a total of 5 copies of each presented during a raffle if you donate $24 or more to the u24.gov.ua. Now, this raffle will end on the 28th, so I highly encourage you to go over and support this effort and provide the humanitarian efforts of it. And then once the raffle goes out, you'll be able to get one of these copies if you're lucky enough out of the 5. I'm going to post on my Instagram as well, and the blog, to help in this effort. $24 isn't a lot, and you can even donate more. It's the season of giving, so you can do this as well as get maybe a wonderful Lego model to go with it. The Lego BrickLink Designer Program Series 3 has officially finished. There were a total of 5 finalists selected, and I'll read them through the list now. We have Richard Herbert's Harbor Master Office, so it's a lighthouse style on a water's edge, kind of like an old school addition to the fishing market, which is an idea set. The Bricksters, The Art of Chocolate, which is a really cool Christmas chocolate store, so this would go along well with the Christmas Bridge style that came out, I believe, in Series 1. The Kragnarts Forest Stronghold, another castle set, surprise, surprise. It is a nice little design where it's more of an enchanted kind of rundown structure with 2 main tower systems. And the President 24 Camping Adventure, where it's a small pool behind trailer with a little tree and just enjoying a 1 minifigure escape into the wilderness. And finally, the Lego Go Let's go Lego Bricks Lost City, which is a temple style that's got an adventure to it. So there's little trap doors and stuff. And that one's, I think that's pretty unique. Definitely a callback to the Adventure series. All of these are just finalists right now, final production. And well, first it has to go through a campaign series on Bricklink. And once, I don't remember how many would be selected, they'll be able to go on sale and be provided probably late next year to get it into production. But if you would like to submit your own, they are doing a series 4 upcoming, and I believe up to series 6. I don't know if they'll just continue doing it. It'd be nice if they just did this every couple months, but that is it's a big effort, and a lot of people probably want their designs put in. So this is a chance to continue in that process and help your designs become something other than just the competition that happens on LEGO Ideas. Now, it's a celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Clone Wars. So LEGO has been doing a good bit of trying to, well, lean into that, as we saw with the Venator Star Destroyer. And, well, it's a TAC cruiser, but it becomes the Imperial Star Destroyer. They've come out with a Clone Wars poster. Now, the poster is for free on Insiders Reward Center, so you can go over there and just download it. And the poster has a classic style to it, where we've got most of the classic minifigures that we've seen, also the Clone Wars television series, not just the one that we saw from episode 2. It's got a lot of the ships on either side, the different battles, and I think it's very nice to do that callback, and definitely to support the Clone Wars, which is such a fan favorite. The Venator has only been, I'm pretty sure, selling out in most places. So this is just an opportunity to continue on that. And it's free. So you can have this as a printed poster if you'd like, or just have it the background on your computer and have a nice LEGO theme to something that a lot of us care about, the Star Wars universe in Clone Wars. And with the reveal of this poster, it seems that they might have already leaked one of their newer sets that's coming out. There was already a rumor of a new battle pack that's going to be droids focused, and there looks to be some droids in the background of one of the images that we're going to get a possible spider droid, which has the dome section on top and a couple longer legs, and probably some of the standard astromech. Well, actually, I don't know if it'll be astromech, but because that's more of R2-D2 style. We're going to get some droids. I don't know exactly which ones yet. Maybe a droidica or two. They were talking about a fully buildable one, which would be super cool. I love the idea of having that. And definitely another addition to people's collections and battle packs. You can buy so many of them and have the full-out war on Geonosis or wherever you want to have it. Now, with the latest modular set coming out on December 1st, the Natural History Museum, LEGO sent a few people over to a museum in London to enjoy what's called, at the time, the Dino Snores Overnight Event, where you can stay overnight at the museum. Now, there was a few different things. They had their three-meal course that you could have dinner inside the museum. Then there was a building competition, and of course, there's going to be a prize for that, as well as exploring the museum at night while not many people are around, which that's always fun to do and experience some of the exhibits that you'll see in the Natural History Museum in the real life museum. Now, this was done by a few people over at Brick Fanatics to enjoy and have that time. And having a few others, I think it was a total of 30, go and experience this event is a cool way to continue to promote these fun sets like that. And having events is a big part now of being in the LEGO design process, as we've seen also in the Orient Express, which the designer actually got to go and see the Orient Express, experience some of the areas of the train. Not sure if he got to stay overnight, but that'd be really cool if they did. There's going to be a signing event coming up for that, so you can meet that designer, maybe ask those questions. But hopefully we'll see some more events like this for more sets. I don't know if you can go to Avengers Tower or meet up with Robert Downey Jr. when the set comes out, but they'll come up with something. Now, riding roller coasters is always a blast, but what about riding and competing at the same time? Dueling roller coasters have been around for quite some time now that you can go and experience them. We did one at Disney with the track, what was it, the Cars track in Disneyland, and it didn't happen the first time, but the second time we actually got to race somebody. Now LEGO's going to do its first at Disneyland Windsor, and that is the first time as as it's written, is the first time LEGO has ever done a dueling coaster. So that'll be a fun experience, as Windsor is one of the bigger Legolands. It's got over 55 rides right now. So having another roller coaster is just another way to entice people to come to the park. I only went and saw Miniland, and it was a great opportunity to enjoy such a cool park and have fun. As we talked about, the BrickLink Designer Program Series 4 is coming up. So they're going to be having an announcement where they talk about the guidelines. And it looks like they might be changing a few here. So on December 1st, they're going to have a webinar event where you can go watch and see what the new guidelines will be. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. GMT to understand, okay, this is what the rules will be this time around, because I think they've updated as they've gone. Hopefully that they limit the different, they probably won't limit themes, because that's the whole point. It's not to limit themes. It's based on what the LEGO community wants to see. And as we've seen, everybody wants castles. So I expect we're going to see a lot of castle, a lot of Christmas, and a lot of, I don't know about train. There's been two train selected. So there's a lot of designs, but if you want to do something else, branch out and do what you'd like. There are definitely opportunities to get different sets chosen. There are, of course, when you look, different piece counts. So that'll be probably a consideration to think about when you are building. What area do you want to compete in? Size-wise, smaller might be better. Or if you're more of a larger designer, that's that. But the guidelines might have something different to hold. So we'll see what December 1st looks like. And of course, there will be some news about it that we'll talk about around that time. Now, the Orient Express is a wonderful train, and there have been some nitpicks here and there about color and size and detailing of it, and one of the biggest is actually having it motorized. It's not. There's definitely going to be people trying to figure it out, of course, and have to modify it, and you'll probably lose a lot of details, so you'll have to take up one of the cars or the coal car. Anyways, that's on the AFL side of it, but on the designer side, they talked about how they really tried to make it work, and what they said is, we did months and months of extensive testing with our motors and our battery boxes, and it just wouldn't work, and we felt that removing this whole car and shrinking this one to get it more of a premium LEGO Orient Express train. You really need to at least have two cars for this to look and feel like the Orient Express train, so that's why it doesn't come with power up ready. Doesn't mean that it's not possible. You just will probably sacrifice a little bit. I'm expected to see that happen in probably the first couple weeks after it comes out on December 1st. I'm definitely going to build a third car, because the dining car is great, but there's also the bar car with the lounge, and I think that's pretty cool. Or you could have another stateroom, because there are, I think, three or four total of them, and there's some really unique designs to those as well. If you're excited for the Orient Express and want to make it that power-up pack, definitely check on Rebrickable, as a lot of people will probably be putting their designs there. Now, I talked about the LEGO Friends set, which is kind of like the Stark Mansion set. And the set is 42639. We don't actually have a price, but it's expected to come out on January 1st, around $200. And that's the highest of any Friends set has ever been. That is not to say that the detail isn't great or that it's not worth it, because I honestly think it is. I think they did a great job with this mansion-style home, and having the design of it look and feel just like a mansion is something that we haven't seen in a lot of sets, including the city sets. This is the Friends style of it. So definitely something to look out for on January 1st. And if you're a big Friends series, this is a nice set to add to your expansion of your Heart Lake City. And our final bit of bricking news, there's going to be a LEGO Stitch Brickheads. They are going to continue to add on to the Disney themes as the Disney team celebrates their 100th anniversary. Maybe we'll get some more characters similar to this. And when I say maybe, we will. Stitch is a cool figure, and they just did that for the collectible minifigure series. So I'm wondering what kind we'll get. That'd be really funny if we got the Elvis version, but it's likely the one with his forearms, blasters, and antenna. They didn't include the antennas on or his spines on the minifigure, but who knows? But maybe they will in the Brickheads form. And that's all the breaking news we have this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving if you do celebrate that. And as it is Black Friday time, you can get a lot of deals, not just Lego, but definitely go to your Lego store or lego.com to find some of those deals. I will put the link in the description for a lot of those sets, and the blogs will be popping all over the place with those latest discounts, so you can go and support those as well. Come and support me, most of all, of course. But now we're going to get into our set review, which we do every week. And this week, I'm actually going to do a set that I expect is going to be heavily discounted, probably about 40%. This is the Birds of Paradise, set 10289. It's an 18-plus set at 1,173 pieces. It's going to give you 650 Insider's points, and it has 129 people have rated it at 4.5 stars. This is part of the Icon series. Now, this is the first plant that we received with a base to it, and having it at a price of $100, it was also the most expensive. The Bird of Paradise is a beautiful tropical designed, well, it's a beautiful tropical plant, but it's a design plant that definitely replicates some cool ideas and ways that you can build with Lego. Now, it primarily has leaves, which are the Technic plates, and they sprout out, of course, from the pot, which the pot does have some loose dirt in it, and there are three total flowers. Now, the flowers themselves are pretty simple. They have, they look like birds, so they've got the main beak section and a floral pattern to the top of them. And one of the cool pieces is a fencing sword that we got with one of the collectible minifigures is purple and adds the stamen or stem, the stamen to the plant. And it was designed by a friend, Aaron, and he was one of the Lego Masters competitors in season one in the United States. It's a very nice set, but way too expensive and not much detail to it. You started paying really for the potted section, and when people saw that, they're just like, that's just not for me. And I completely understand that. I think it's a beautiful set, but I don't own it. It's too expensive and definitely not enough detail or creative design to it. That's because most of it is just the large Technic plates for the leaves. And the leaves are a nice addition, and definitely the Bird of Paradise, that's what it represents. You're not going to get a lot of flowers from it. Just not my thing. But at 40% off, that's not a bad deal, because you get some of those nice dark green Technic plates, and you have one of the botanical series that was the highest price, and something to add that you don't have to water to your home plant-wise. So the discount might be worth it. For me, it's still not, but it might be for you, so you can definitely go check that out for the Black Friday deals. And that's your Lego set review of the week. I appreciate you all stopping by. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to support the Patreon, and had a wonderful holiday, enjoy your Black Friday. And I'll leave you, as I always do, get creative, get out there, and go build something.